Welcome to Art, Design, and Chardonnay with your host, Erica Chardonnay. This is my creative outlet podcast where I talk about art, design, and my lifestyle. Each episode, I will tackle different topics that I hope motivate you and help you with your success. If you're a designer, artist, or an overall creative person, this podcast is for you. Hi everyone, and welcome back. In this episode, I want to talk about goals and aspirations for the new year. I know I'm a little bit late, but I am recovering from surgery, so better late than never, right? So during my recovery time from the surgery, I decided that it is important to set some goals, including ones for the podcast. This is something I failed to do last year as far as my extensive goals. My goal was just to start and be consistent posting. And now that I am past that feeling, and although being consistent is still a goal, I need to have others as well. The first thing I did was I assessed last year. The days I posted, how much I posted, the links of my episodes, my topics, and even the amount of plays. These are all important to me and can tell me different stories about my podcast. Well, I felt like it could. So, for example, what episodes do the listeners like as it relates to the topics? What was the length of my podcast episodes? And should they be shorter or longer? What was the engagement for the days I posted and the imagery I used, and so on? I wanted to share this information with you because you have to allow yourself room to grow and to aim higher than you did at a previous time. I said in a previous episode that I did not know where my podcast is going, but I wanted to start, and I just felt like everything would fall into place because I'm using it as a tool for growth. And I'm putting my name out there, so I'm just sharing what I know and even what I failed at. So the main goal of my podcast is just to be transparent and to share my experiences, and hopefully some of you can relate to them, or at least say, hey, ET, it's all right, or even like, I've been through the same thing. So here are a few of my goals. Number one is to do interviews. I would love to talk to other creatives, and granted, it may not be like a smart goal, but it's still a goal. And by smart, you know, I meant like the S.M.A.R.T. goals. You know, each letter means something. Just Google it. But anyways, I just felt like this is a part of my podcast that I really would like to do because I like to network and I like to meet other people and I like to learn about other people's backgrounds and their stories and how they started, and I just feel like it'll be beneficial to talk to other creatives. Another goal that I have for myself is to build engagement and conversation. Now, not many of you know this, but if you're listening to my podcast, I actually do my episodes in one take. I don't care to trim them down or edit certain pieces out. I haven't gotten to that point in the game. Not to say that I don't care to, but like I said before, I would prefer to be authentic and transparent. I like to laugh. I like to, you know, just talk. And so, you know, we all make mistakes. It would be like so many takes just to get, you know, this episode. So, I just want to build engagement and conversation about the topics that I have, and especially like with design students who may not have a mentor. I know like when it came to me, I didn't really have one until like maybe sophomore year sort of thing. But I just want to build engagement and conversation around the topic and to, you know, appear to be an expert in what I am in, and like, you know, doing what I love, because I love this world of designing. Another goal that I have is to make consistent posts for Instagram and Pinterest. And the reason why I didn't mention like Facebook and Twitter is because they all sort of feed into my Instagram anyway, which I read that may or may not be a good thing, but hey, it's about growth. I just want to make consistent posts for those as well. sort of like clickable content, especially like if you're on Pinterest or something like that as well. And then I also want to do a Q&A session. And this is where I am sent information to discuss and I just share what I know. And granted, those can just, you know, be more episodes, but I don't know. I want to really integrate this with YouTube and just put them all together in certain aspects. Those are my goals so far, and I plan on adding to them. I'm just trying to feel my way through it, because I am still in recovery. So, I just wanted to share that with you so that if you are making your own podcast, then you sort of know what others go through, and then we have something to talk about, because it's a whole nother world. It's not like YouTube or, you know, social media or whatever. So, creating a podcast wasn't easy for me in the beginning. But I'm so glad that I started, because that was just a goal in itself, was just to start. Words cannot describe how much I love to come up with content and to talk about it and to get organized. But it's hard. And so, when you have so many ideas to like try to lay them out and, you know, bulk record and just do whatever you can to stay, you know, consistent and stay on brand sometimes or on topic sometimes, it can be a little hard. So I hope that if you decide to make a podcast that you start, you know, like make that your first goal. I think my first episode sucks, but I won't take it down because it's authentic. It's transparent. It's just how I feel. And I hope you start your podcast, and I hope you, you know, don't look back after you start it. So I hope I inspired you to push forward like I have, because I haven't given up, because I can't. I think it's just so much fun to have a podcast. And so I am encouraging you, if you really want to do this, to just go for it. It doesn't matter if you mess up, just push. You know what I mean? So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and let's connect on Instagram. Be sure to comment on the post for this episode and DM me for any requests. So that's it for this episode, and until next time, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode. I'm on Instagram as EST Creations. I'm on YouTube as Erica Chardonnay. I'm on Facebook as Erica Terry Creations. And if you would like to visit my website, it is ericachardonnay.com.